independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
They have not put a nuclear warhead on top of a missile. So they do not today have the ability to hit the United States with a nuclear weapon. But this missile launch shows that they can potentially range Alaska, Hawaii, and eventually the west coast of the United States.
But they can't get us with a nuclear weapon, or probably anything that would do any damage, or get it to the point where there would even be population. But next to them, they could. Seoul, South Korea, some 12 million people reside. Telling you guys, this guy's he's a nut job. He said, but what do you do? That's a big question. So what do you do at this point in time? You want to get involved anymore? We don't need any more wars. We don't need to, I mean, it's insane. All right, enough is enough. We look around, and we're supposed to have a place like the UN that was supposed to be a part of this, you know, after the League of Nations failed to do anything with the Japanese and their armament after, you know, World War I and them ramping themselves up. And they knew they, you know, they couldn't do anything. They're powerless. So here comes the UN, right? Not supposed to be powerless. Supposed to have teeth, right? Sanctions, all these kind of things. None of it works. It's not working. Hundreds, thousands, potentially millions of people are at stake and or die throughout the history of the UN because they're incapability of doing anything that matters. They're incapable of doing something that matters to people, whether it be in the continent of Africa, whether it be throughout the Middle East, whether it be in a place like North Korea. Millions of people's lives are at stake, and they're useless. They are beyond useless. They are. They are. So then Trump has to stand up. Before him, it was Obama. Before him, it was Bush. Before him, it was, of course, Bubba, who allowed this, along with the UN, despot of a country, to achieve nuclear capabilities while never trusting and or verifying and or doing anything. And sanctions didn't stop. Shows you that if you really want something bad enough in life and you're willing to work at it hard, you can get it. So what do we have here? Guy that's firing off 17 missiles, 11 tests this 2017 calendar year, now has capability to get to the western part of the United States. Countries come together. We sit down. We have a talk. Strongly worded letter. I mean, what are we going to do? That's a big question. What do we do? One thing's for sure, he don't really care.
Their illegal missile launch was not only dangerous, but reckless and irresponsible. It showed that North Korea does not want to be part of a peaceful world.
No. He doesn't want to be part of a peaceful world, not in the way that we want him to. We want him to give everything up. And then we'll be like, okay, once you've given up all your stuff, then we can have a discussion. And it's not going to happen. It just isn't going to happen. Remember, this is a nation that is completely closed off, minus a very small smatterings of outside that comes through China, Iran, a few other places. It's got very limited trade partners who we would probably go after next, what they're suggesting, sanctioning them for having any dealings with them. But they, outside of any of that, they believe their existence solely relies on the fact that they have a nuclear capability, that if they lost their nuclear capability, they would no longer be a nation. They would cease to exist, that South Korea and or China would gobble them up, and North Korea, as it's known today, would no longer exist, and their identity would be gone. They find identity in this weapon. They find identity in this power. It gives them a saber to rattle. It gives them a seat at the table. So what do we do at this point in time? Militarily, come on. Do you really want to do that? I don't think anybody does. We can sanction the hell out of China and Iran and everybody else, but, you know, then you're talking about potentially getting into a trade war. And who's that going to do any good to? Those are questions that need to be asked. What can we do? What can we do to influence China to go in and take him out? But always remember, who knows what the next guy's like, right? We always think if we get rid of this guy, that the next guy, oh, he's going to be better. He's going to be kinder. He's going to be sweeter. He's going to be simple. Now, if it was somebody who was definitely a puppet from the you know, from Beijing, that's maybe a different story. But even then, come on. So we don't know at this point in time. What we do know, though, is that this is a giant cluster hump and a waste of our time, our money, our resources. And it doesn't get us anywhere. I can tell you this now. No matter what sanctions we throw on these guys, no matter what threats that we make, no matter any of those things, nothing is going to change. 6 months from now, a year from now, we'll be sitting here talking about his saber rattling and him throwing a fit and bitching, whining, moaning, and we're not going to be anywhere else. He'll have not launched a weapon that has destroyed and or killed anyone, unless it's an accident, which is a possibility. Which, in truth, because he knows. He don't care what anybody says. He knows that he can't kill us and destroy us. He knows that. He's no fool. Well, he's got to be a fool. Yeah, he may be a lot of things, but, you know, he's probably a little bit more slippery than you think. Probably has a little bit more understanding than you think. And he knows that. The threats, though, work for Dad, right? Always work for Dad. He got extra money, got stuff. Why ain't it working for me the way it used to? Because people are over you. You're tired. People are exhausted. They've got fatigue from you. So what do? Do you just ignore and say, do whatever the hell you think you're going to do? I mean, it sounds horrible, but, man, he launches something that absolutely goes south a little bit, literally south, and lands in North Korea and doesn't kill tens of thousands, but kills enough that it gets Beijing's attention and the rest of the world clamps down and removes him. That's a different story. But outside of that, he'll just continue to saber rattle. It's not going to change a damn thing. I think people have to understand that. I think people say, well, it's going to change, right? It's going to change. It's not going to change anything. It's not. He's not going anywhere. We're not going to sanction other nations into doing stuff. We're not going to start a trade war. It's just going to be the same old same. And for months, and then, yes, years, it's going to continue to be that way. And we're not going to go to war over there and risk killing umpteen millions of people in South Korea, including our own men and women who are serving both there and in Japan. It's just not going to happen. There's no winner in that scenario. Will we take him out? Will he cease to exist? Could we wipe it off the map in 30 seconds? Absolutely. But there's no win there. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat@chatbensonshow.com. You text the program, 323-538-2423. You know all the stuff that I heard this weekend? You know what I didn't hear? I didn't hear anything about healthcare, really. I didn't hear anything about the debt ceiling. I didn't hear anything about the tax overall. I didn't hear anything about a lot of the stuff that needs to be talking about. Because we were so busy, hyper-focused on tweets and who tweeted what and what did he say about Mika, what did he say about Joe, and then he came out and tweeted again, then all of a sudden he retweets something from CNN's, getting beat up by him in a WWE gif, and oh my God, it's, once again, though, Americans sitting around going, is this what this is about now? It's like, this is your thing? Like, this is what you guys do? Just curious? We send you guys to Washington? The press goes to Washington. Press gets all their panties in a bunch because they're angry over the fact that they feel they're being attacked and treated like crap. And at the same time, you guys are having to answer questions about a stupid-ass tweet, and people are scratching their heads going, is there anybody here that's in charge that's, like, somewhat adultish? And why is it you guys are only working, like, some 30-odd days coming up between now and the fiscal end of the year? I'm curious about that. Like, what do you guys got going on that's that important? That healthcare is not going to be top of the mind? That tax reform isn't going to be top of the mind? That debt ceiling that is creeping up on us isn't going to be top of the mind? What is it you guys can't do? I'm just like, what's preventing you? Is there like something? Or can we all just maybe say, hey, maybe we should put a little effort in? Just throwing it out there. Text the program 323-538-2423. 833-538-2423. Hey, your job that you've got open, how are you going to fill it? No, don't do that. Go to ZipRecruiter.com with one single click. 100-plus job sites like that. And here's the great thing. They've got this amazing, powerful technology that makes ZipRecruiter unlike any other job site out there. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. No, no, no. With their technology, they find them. In fact, over 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get qualified candidates in just 24 hours. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Simply screen and rate and then manage the candidates all in one place with ZipRecruiter's amazing, easy-to-use dashboard. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And speaking of immediate results, immediately right now, if you go to ZipRecruiter.com/report, that's ZipRecruiter.com/report, you can post your job for free today. Pretty simple, right? Go to ZipRecruiter.com/report. One more time, post your job for free today. Find that perfect hire you're looking for, ZipRecruiter.com/report. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter. That's the old Twitter there. Just Twitter right at us. Got a poll. We'll talk about that. We got what's next, $15. Well, look what St. Louis is doing. What? Chad Benson Show.
It's not that he's particularly intuitive or even psychic. He's just weird this way. It's What's Next with Chad Benson.
While many states are running at $15 an hour, cities across this great land of ours, one is deciding to do something else. St. Louis, not a state, a city in Missouri, has decided, you know what, we're going to roll back minimum wage. From $10, it was supposed to be $11, to $7.70 an hour, citing the fact that it's hurt business and that there are many business owners have cited it's hurt business, and they've also showed them many different statistics that cite that. The governor could sign the bill or not sign the bill. If he doesn't sign the bill, guess what? It goes into law August 28th. If he does sign the bill, it goes into law immediately. It's going to go into law August 28th. Not going to sign it. It's going to let it sit there. It is interesting, though, right? Like last week, we get at those two competing reports, one from Berkeley, the other from the University of Washington. One of them, a report that's not damning, not super supportive, but not damning of what's going on in Seattle. The other one, pretty much a real live study of the way it was going to look and the way it is looking. And guess what? It isn't good for the $15 an hour. Minnesota, hey, we're going to run at $15 an hour too. This is what people do. It's great when they're spending your money. St. Louis, though, is getting it right. Let the cities decide what they want to pay their people. Don't force them. Of course, a lot of people, especially in the labor movement, this is a horrible thing. It's going to destroy everything. People need a living wage. Many of those jobs out there, in fact, I think all of them, really, you weren't supposed to build a family of four on in the future, right? You're not. It's a job. McDonald's new commercial. I love it. Got the kid comes in, right? He's got the old, he tells his manager, hey, I got it. And he goes and he shows the manager, I got it, man. This is it. Can you open it? This is my college application. Did I get accepted to college? Manager calls everybody around. Says, we congratulations, so-and-so, you get in. And it says, you know, once again, McDonald's happy to be America's first job. Not career, but job. Let the marketplace decide what you should be paid. You think you're worth $25 an hour, and the other person thinks you're worth $7.70, but he's paying your bills? Your choice is $7.70 or broke. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat@chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program as well, 323-538-2423. Roger and Andy, what's happening, man?
Hey, Chad, hey, your question, what's going on in Washington, what's it all about? I mean, from my point of view, and I ask myself, what's it all about? It's all about the next election. Donald Trump is not going to get very much done. I mean, he's getting a lot done, but he's not going to get everything done unless he has the people in the Senate and the Congress who will craft legislation and pass what he wants, his agenda. And it's all his tweets and tweaking the media is all about keeping that relationship going with the media that he has, the adversarial relationship, because that's how he won the Republican nomination. That's how he won the general election. He shows the mainstream media to be unreliable, and so whatever they say about him and whatever they say about his opponents is not going to be trusted. And he's not losing any of his people now by doing that. And the Democratic Party's falling apart, and there are all these red state Democrat senatorial elections that are coming up, 20 or 25 of them, that, I mean, if he can get people in there who are supporters of his in the Republican Party instead of the establishment Republicans, and there are also a lot of Republican gubernatorial seats that are going to be vacant. There's about 25 of them, and there's the primaries this next election cycle are going to be the news, and the general election is going to be an afterthought. That's my opinion.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate your call. Thanks so much. But look, you know what? Everything's always about a next election with these people, right? It's how long can I stay in power? How long do I have to keep my fiefdom? With Trump, though, one thing about Trump is we got to remember, you know, he's not crafted a lot of stuff. There's not been a lot of huge, no matter what he says, nobody massive legislation under him. If you look at everything, it's still going. And this is a marathon. It is not a sprint. It's not where you start, but where you finish. You don't have to get everything done today. Does he try to work at a breakneck speed? He does. Doesn't mean he gets everything done. And the Republicans got to throw him some help as well. And they don't seem to always have their act together. So there's a lot to it. But I'll tell you what, there's got to be better messaging, and there needs to be some adult time every once in a great while in the White House, if you don't mind, Mr. President. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Check us out across all mediums, social and otherwise. Texting the program is always fun. 323-538-2423. Get a lot of tweets as well. Have a poll up at Chad Benson Show. Did CNN overreact to the tweet of them being attacked by Trump? Didn't see it. It's pretty hilarious. Welcome to the world. He must have been hiding. It's a gif, if you will, where Trump is thumping on a wrestler, but instead of the wrestler's head, it is the CNN logo. And 91% says yes, they did. The other 9% said no, they did not. Don't know how you could say no, but hey, it's a free country, man. You can believe what you want to believe. That's all that matters, kids. All that matters. Socialized medicine is something people talk about. Single payer, who's the payer? We're the payer. Who are we? Everybody. Taxes, right? That's what the single payer is. In free, right? Somebody's got to pay for it. One of the things people talk about when it comes to socialized medicine is there going to be death panels? Well, there's no death panels. Well, I mean, are there going to be situations where you could potentially see the doctor overrule family's wishes? Well, that's not cool, man. If you get a family and you've got this, that, and you got the directive and the whole nine yards, I mean, you know, who's... And we've had battles like that right here. We've had battles like that where people try to keep people alive. And you know, it's you know, we've seen these situations. As a father, right? As a father, I could not imagine. I could not imagine my child being sick. And we have a listener in the audience who is 13. His name is Mason. He's a great kid, and he is struggling right now. He is fighting leukemia, and he's going to whoop its ass. And you know, his dad and I will talk at times, and they listen to the show. And I will tell you this right now. You know, I could not imagine that. I could never imagine going through that. But I will tell you this. If I had a child, right, I would do everything in my power to do all I could to keep that child alive, to give that child a fighting hope. Well, in Britain right now, there's a massive battle going on between a man by the name of a little boy named Charlie Gard, his mother and father, who are fighting this battle over a child that is only 11 months old but is terminally ill.
Little Charlie Gard was born healthy but diagnosed the following month with a rare genetic disorder, a form of mitochondrial disease, which has left him, his doctors say, with irreversible brain damage.
We're still fighting!
Save Charlie Gard!
Save Charlie Gard!
At the weekend, protests in London against the decision to turn off life support. And after the Pope sent a message to the parents from the Vatican, saying he was praying for them in the hope that their desire to accompany and care for their own child until the end will be respected.
Yes. So you've got a family here who's already dealing with no parent should ever bury their child, but already has to be the most torturous times. You wait, you have a child. I know what that's like. I have a kid. Changed my life forever. Say it all the time. We'll continue to do. Everything in my life pales in comparison to being the father of Jack. Everything. Greatest thing I'll ever do. Didn't think I could love something that much. It's amazing. So no parent should ever bury their child. But you'd want to give your child every fighting chance. And the courts over there and the doctors have basically told the parents, we're going to turn it off. You see, there is an opportunity to come to the States for a very experimental, not controversial, very experimental drug that probably won't help. Probably won't. They've said that. But they don't know. And the opportunity, if I'm a parent in a situation like that, is if my child's not in pain, I want to exhaust every single thing as possible to give him or her the opportunity at life. Well, he could potentially have brain damage. My little brother, I took him swimming this weekend. He's got brain damage. We had the best time. Floated around in the pool. He's 13 years old. He can't eat like we do. He eats from a tube. Breathes from a tube. We swam around in this pool. There's a special needs swimming session that goes on every Sunday. We had the best time, the smiles, all it was great. You can't say that life doesn't have purpose or meaning. He had a smile on his face. He understands a lot more than I think people realize. And does he suffer from some brain damage? Yes. How bad is it? Again, it's tough to say. But you'd want to give your kid every fighting chance. You would. You'd want to do that. Again, it may not help him. But potentially down the road, because of the opportunity to try something that may be a 1 in a billion chance. I mean, somebody wins the damn lottery, right? And you got $800 million out there. You got the entire nation playing. Somebody's going to win. You hope and you pray it's you. But if the opportunity came, you'd want to give your kid every single chance.
He's a little trooper and he's a soldier. He will fight, and he'd fight to the very end, and he'd still fight, but we're not allowed to fight for him anymore. Our parental rights have been stripped away. We can't even take our own son home to die. We've been denied that. Do you not think we've been put through enough?
That's his father, Chris. Because, you see, not only have they said, fine, if that's what you guys are going to do, then we want to hospice him at home. They've said, you know what? We don't even trust that you're going to do that. We think you're going to hop on an airplane and head to America. By the way, the cost of this to come to America to try this? Nil. Zilch. Nada. They've raised money. And it's not going to cost anything. But you see, the doctors feel it's best that this happen. You see, they went to court, and the court agreed that the doctors. They then went up to the European High Courts, and the European High Courts backed the original lower court ruling. I don't know how you would react, but as a father, as a parent, as a big brother to a special needs little boy, I kind of know how I would react. You want to give your kid every fighting chance. You do. Look, it's devastating to see these parents struggle, but to know that the government's getting involved and they feel they know what's best for your child is insane. It really is. And to not even allow him to come home because you don't trust the parents, they're desperate. They're scared. They're spending their time fighting in court systems that they shouldn't be when they should be with their child because you've decided what's best. You have. And again, what potentially may come of what could be him coming here and trying something, which it's an oral pill or liquid that he takes here. It's nothing, you know, invasive. Is what? Who gets harmed? Doesn't cost a penny. It doesn't. But to rob that parent of the opportunity to decide. Now, he was supposed to be taken off life support on Friday. He was not. Still on life support, but for how much longer? And then to look at them and say, you know what? We're not going to let you take him home because we don't trust you. The phone call would be, there's a man in here with a flamethrower, and I think he's serious about getting his child out of here.
Now Donald Trump has weighed in, too.
The president tweeted this morning, quote, if we can help little Charlie Gard, as per our friends in the UK and the Pope, we would be delighted to do so.
People hammered him for that. What's he trying to do? What do you mean, what is he trying to do? Nothing. He's a human being. Well, he's a scumbag. Oh, whatever. Get over yourself. I just looked at this and you know, it is, look, it's a tough situation. But this is what happens when you have these kind of situations in the world. They may be one-off, you think, but to be honest with you, there are a lot more of these kind of things that take place in places like Europe where they had the single-payer system. There's a lot of this that goes on. Is it a death panel? No. It's a situation where, you know, well, look, we don't want to see any of our loved ones suffer, right? But when it comes to certain situations, especially as a parent, damn it, you can do everything you possibly can. You will. You will do everything you possibly can, and I don't blame them, and they should be pissed, and the world should be angry. And you know what? It may be a one-off, one-chance situation. And even if he came through it, he may not be the little boys that you see down the street or the little girls. He may not be. But it doesn't mean that it wouldn't be worth the chance. Really. It's insane. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat@chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. North Korea doing what North Korea does, as always. It's funny, Trump's over there, and he's going to be at this G20 meeting, and there's going to be, you know, this is, to me, when I look at, like, he's traveling now, and he's going to Poland. Poland's the first place he's stopping. They love Poland. They've got a right-wing government. They've always been that kind of anti-communist. They really were a thorn in communism's side. Because they were more socialism than communism. They thumbed their nose many times at Moscow during the Soviet Union days. There's a lot of that kind of feel. And he is very much being welcomed with open arms over there. Plus, they throw in their 2% towards NATO like they're supposed to. So, you know, he's going to be welcomed with open arms. And he's going to go to the G20. And the G20 summit is the place where there's going to be tons of protest. And people, you know, you look around the world, well, they don't respect the president. Well, you know, what would you respect if you're around the world and all you see the media do is talk about what a horrible human being he is, what a scumbag he is, what all of these things that they think he is, misogynistic pig, a child, and that's all they do. And they've done it since day one of his presidency. Of course he's got no respect because they look at the media and say, you guys don't have any respect for him. I wonder, you know, So why should we have any respect? They don't help it out. Look, he doesn't help himself either. He does a lot of dumbass things that I sit there and scratch my head and say, that's not very presidential. But still, they wonder why we're not respected or this president is. You guys don't respect him. But you should thank him every day of the week. You wake up in the morning, you double check to see if he's still POTUS. And once you find out he is, you say, praise the Lord, because you know your ratings are up. You know your salary's up. You know you got some stability in your job. You're going to get more views, more likes, more followers. You should thank him every day. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. Text us as well, 323-538-2423. You got a crocodile. You got a man who's going to urinate. You got a bad situation. And don't snort this, please. Chad Benson Show.
You call it ridiculous. We call it reality with a twist. Say what?
Say what? Here's the thing I'm going to tell you, man. Producer Phil, can you remind us again about nature really quick?
Nature will mess you up.
Mess you up. Case in point. A man believed to be an American tourist, bad American, going to take a whiz in a lagoon in Cancun. It's a tourist hotspot because that's where you do it, right? Just take a whiz right here. It's the outdoors. Goes out there to take a whiz. Lo and behold, as he is doing his natural business, nature came up and did its natural business by removing his arm right around the elbow. Crocodile. Wah, 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 wah. You know what he said? Don't piss in my river. I live here. But he said, like, no, because he had his, you know, and like in his arm. Apparently they tussled a bit. But we were saying before it went to, you know, just as we went to break, okay, of all the things that you could have lost in that situation, the arm is probably the better of the bunch. Am I right? Of all the things, man, that you could have potentially lost, I'm just putting it out there. That is one of those situations where, yeah, yeah, that's okay. Don't snort this. It's brand new. It's called Coco Loco. It's a snortable chocolate powder that mixes cacao with ingredients commonly found in energy drinks. Apparently, the 29-year-old entrepreneur behind this, Nick Anderson, thinks this is a great way to get a 30-minute to an hour-long pick-me-up. Will give you an endorphin rush without side effects of sugar. And it's like snorting, I don't know, like, you know, cocoa. That's just insane. It is. It is absolutely insane. Snortable chocolate is not exactly a new phenomenon. European clubgoers commonly use cacao as an alternative to harder stimulants. This will give you all of the kicks, supposedly, that the likes of Red Bull and Monster will give you with none of the side effects that the sugar crash gives you. But doctors worry that you're going to do damage to your sinuses and other things. And then you're going to be jonesing. Next thing you know, you're going to be out there with Reese's Pieces, crumbling them up, trying to get that high. You guys want to get high? You guys want to snort some Milky Way? Oh, man, it's going to be crazy. Smoking Milky Ways. You don't need to be doing that, kids, right? Just get high on life. That's all I'm saying. Coco Loco. Loco. 844-DIG-CHAD. 844-344-2423. Robert in Texas. What's happening, man?
Yeah, I just wanted to bring up about the child in Britain. Different perspective for...
Yeah, absolutely. About the little boy who they want to... the little kid they want to pull his life support. And his family wants to bring him to America for, you know, this experimental drug. What do you think about it?
Well, first and foremost, I think the government should get out of their business. I'm not for the government whatsoever. So that's first and foremost. What I was calling about or specifically to it was when the child gets older, and I mean really older, and I use my brother as an example. He's now been in that position for about 25 years now. It gets really hard, and I feel really bad because he can't love somebody. He can't have his own children. I mean, nobody goes to visit him. You know, the family, when we do go, it's maybe twice a year. And I see the parents frustration, you know, because as a child, I get it, and because I've had the conversations with my parents in regards to it. But as they get older, it kind of almost feels like the parents are almost selfish for doing that.
No. Look, I get that completely, man. I appreciate you calling and holding on. And it's a tough situation. And you see it just like you do with your parents, right, and your grandparents, and people put them in homes, and we're going to visit grandma. And the next thing you know, instead of visiting grandma all the time, maybe you go on her birthday, or you see her on Mother's Day, or you go there for Christmas. And it's the same things with a lot of kids who are special needs. And I see my little brother, my mother and family, they take care of him. He's never going to have to go anywhere. But I could understand that. I could. You want to give the kid every opportunity, and you don't know what it's like in that situation unless you've been in that situation. And it's tough. You got a little kid here who's close to death and probably will die sooner rather than later. But you want to give the kid a fighting chance. And on top of that, you also don't want the government that much in your damn business. Can you get out of our business? Well, it's not here. The fear is it will become a situation here in the States. Sad. Definitely sad all the way around. 844-DIG-CHAD. Text the program 323-538-2423. It's the Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.